68 now, and I work as a rancher and actually fought in the Vietnam War. My homecoming gift was a flying tomato, which pretty much crushed what was left of my life. My wife at the time didn't like when I'd wake with the screaming. And then when I started slow dancing with Brandy again, she went away. God bless the U.S. of A. A few of us vets got together and well tried the best that we could to put pieces together. It helped me a lot to find out I was already 40 or so, that the dreams I was having were pretty much par for the course, because, well, when you're 18 or so, you shouldn't see what we saw. It don't go away. God bless the U.S. of A. Maybe I'm wiser a bit more than when all the bombs were exploding in rice fields in Asia, or when I was drinking a lot, 'cause I figured out now that the only way out is to fall on my knees before Jesus and pray. Pray. Not much of a poet, and so you can see that my words are just splashing around. But I did want to say that I still think America's worth fighting for, even though all the stories I hear on the news got me thinking that something's gone terribly wrong. Vietnam's in the schoolyard. Well, I don't know the answers, 'cause, well, I am sort of a failure in life. And the woman I always will love is still married to somebody else. But we've mended enough that they're placing a red tinsel ball with my name on their Walmart Christmas tree. And I lead their family. When we pray, God bless the U.S. of A. God bless the U.S. of A.